All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, it's Monday. Brand new day, brand new week. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Warzer. Some of the stories we'll watch today include the reopening of the Alina Clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota, the scene of a deadly shooting back in February. One person died, a medical assistant, and four others were injured. The clinic has been renovated with an eye to it becoming a safe and welcoming space. The gunman has been charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and setting off explosive devices in the attack. Passengers who were hoping to take the Empire Builder Amtrak train west are stranded in St. Paul. Because of a deadly train derailment near Joplin, Montana, all westbound trains from Chicago will now end in St. Paul until at least tomorrow or when the derailment site is cleared. Some passengers have been sleeping at the St. Paul Union Depot while their travel plans get resolved. Three people died and several others were injured in the weekend derailment. One Minnesotan on board, Megan Vandervest of Minneapolis, described it as feeling like extreme turbulence on an airplane. The future of one of Minnesota's largest banks hangs in the balance as a trial starts this week in St. Paul. The state attorney general's office is trying to remove three trustees for Bremer Bank because of alleged mismanagement and self-dealing. The trustees tried to sell the bank 2 years ago. The bank is owned by the Otto Bremer Charitable Trust. Bremer Financial is the fourth largest bank in the region with about $15 billion in assets and 83 branches in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. A street in South Minneapolis is being renamed in honor of a pioneering black firefighter. For more than a century, Dyte Avenue has been named for a leading proponent of eugenics. Matt Sepik reports.
The street just east of Hiawatha is named for Charles Dyte, a University of Minnesota professor who was a strong supporter of forced sterilization. In 1933, he sent a letter to Adolf Hitler wishing the dictator, quote, great success in stamping out mental inferiority among the German people. Noah McCourt with the Disability Justice Network says 30,000 people signed a petition in support of dropping Dyte's name. McCourt says residents did not object to the change.
In fact, I think that there had been people on the street, including one of the local pastors, who had wanted to change the name.
This fall, Dyte Avenue will become Cheatham Avenue to honor Fire Captain John Cheatham. In the early 20th century, he worked at Station 24 on Hiawatha Avenue, the city's first all-black firehouse. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, some school board meetings have become so volatile and so many school board members have resigned that national school administration groups are now asking adults to stop harassing district leaders. Elizabeth Shockman reports.
National School Board and Superintendents Associations put out a joint statement this last week calling for an end to the violence. In Minnesota, many recent school board meetings have erupted in shouting and sometimes even threats to board members. That's according to Kirk Schneidewind, executive director of the Minnesota School Boards Association.
It's okay to debate some really important policy issues, but our public really needs to model the behavior that our kids should see. Threats and telling people, board members and superintendents, that they know where they live and some really over-the-top stuff needs to stop.
Schneidewind says much of the controversy at board meetings has centered on whether or not schools should require masks. He says nearly 70 school board members have resigned their positions this year, triple the resignations in a normal year. I'm Elizabeth Shockman.
In sports, it was a full house at the U.S. Bank Stadium as the Vikings had their home opener. The team welcomed back some 66,000 fans in the stands. Vikes won 30-17 over the Seattle Seahawks. Minnesota is now 1-2 this season. The Vikings host Cleveland next Sunday. The season is over for the Lynx. Sadly, they lost a playoff game to Chicago last night, 89-76. Regional weather forecast today. Not too bad. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. A little cooler near Lake Superior. Overnight lows will be in the 40s in the northeast, upper 50s in southwest Minnesota. Tomorrow, highs in the 80s around the region under sunshine. That's it for Minnesota Today, the early version. We have an afternoon version for you, too. If you are looking for more news right now, of course, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. Download the news app or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Warzer.